Fiction and historical memoirs are filled with stories of young men who heard the call of the sea and followed their destiny. But until recently, girls were notably absent from such tales of adventure. Suzette, Who Set to Sea, the latest production from the Honolulu Theater for Youth, sets that old trope on its head, sending a young girl off on a journey of discovery with a message that's sure to inspire its young audience. It opens this weekend, and Eric Johnson, director, is on hand to tell us more. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning. It's wonderful to be here with you.
You know, I'm one of those many who grew up with stories of young boys going off and setting sail on sailing ships for long voyages, you know, Treasure Island, all that stuff. And in fact, women on ships were considered bad luck in the days of such fiction.
Yeah? Right. Traditionally, they have been. And I think that's one of the things that was so exciting about working on this piece. The playwright, Finnegan Krukelmeyer, who is from Tasmania, which is a little island, you know, off the coast of Australia. And we started talking together at a conference a few years ago. And he was saying, well, you know, I live in this island. You know, we have a mainland, like you guys have a mainland. And we started sharing, you know, just how important the sea and sea stories were to both of our cultures, Hawaii and Tasmania. And there was another gentleman from La Jolla Playhouse who was working with the Maritime Museum, which is there in San Diego. And we started talking about that very thing, you know, how men are often considered, you know, the people who would go out to sea and you know, are the voyagers. Yeah. And so Finn from the start was really interested in this idea of what it would mean to have a girl who liked to do a boyish thing in this particular society. And the piece he has created is really about, I think, that idea of that the world is to be explored by everyone. It's lovely to see what that might be. And in the play is set up as a story within a story. So there is, they're actually telling the story about Suzette to a young sailor who comes onto the ship and is surprised that his captain is a woman. And he says, "Oh, you know, how is this? This captain is a woman." And so they tell him the story of Suzette, who was the greatest captain of all time.
So Suzette's story has already completed itself in the actual action of the play.
It has. It's it's a mythology.
Yeah.
Stories of the sea, I think, get told by seafaring people to each other. And so in this story, this female captain and her first mate tell this young recruit of, adventures Suzette had with sea monsters and finding new worlds and discovering a life on the ocean.
Well, it's probably time to break that pattern that goes back to Odysseus going on his odyssey while Penelope waits at home, right?
Right. Absolutely. And I think the idea of stories as being the manner in which we break those patterns is really important. That young people, especially very young people, are interested in, like, this is a boy thing and this is a girl thing,
right.
and you're discovering, you know, that boys and girls are different, and that is a very normal piece of their childhood. But if all you're seeing is Aquaman and reading Treasure Island, you're also getting the same messages in some ways, that these are the sea and voyaging and adventures are boy things. And this play very self-consciously is saying that is also a space that women can inhabit.
Because anytime you start telling kids this is not for you, You're cutting them off at a very vulnerable period.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, as a society, we hopefully are moving well past that. And this piece in particular is is pointed not in a preachy way, but just in a way that is saying that these adventures are available to anyone, and we need to nurture talents within our community for
kind of wherever they may take you.
Wherever they may take you, exactly.
Because the kids in your audience are at that stage of life when it could either really open up for them, mm-hmm. or things could be closed off for them, right? It's life hasn't really started. The whole turmoil of life hasn't. They haven't been bombarded yet. So they kind of need the tools to deal with all this stuff, yeah?
Yeah, I think stories are such an important way that we understand our world around us. And young people coming to the theater are engaging in a variety of stories. And over the course of a season at HTY, what we're hoping is that people can see lots of different models of ways to be in the world, and that those are the things that unlock possibilities for them and their families. And you know, we often talk about, well, the play is a vehicle for the conversation on the ride home. And you know, the families who have come regularly to the theater, you know, we want to leave them with lots to explore. This is a story. It's an adventure. It's fun. There's lots of onstage action and imaginary, monsters and things that happen. But then there's also a message that really can become a part of your dinner table conversation and a part of kind of figuring out who you are in the world.
You can really do something with it. And so many of us, I think, have our memories of that age, that phase of childhood when we were just enthralled by stories, right? You get so, your audience gets so caught up in these stories.
Right, and there is, right now, Finnegan is one of the leading storytellers. He truly is a poet. His work is being explored all over the world. Theaters all over the world are doing his plays, and we were so happy to, I got to go up to San Diego and direct the world premiere of this piece at La Jolla Playhouse, and then we're now the second production, but HTY has been a part of creating it from the start. So that was a big honor for our company.
Well, it just fits in so well with your mission, Eric.
Well, yeah, thank you. I think we see ourselves as a piece of this community, and certainly islands and sea and tales of the sea inspiration for us here.
Yeah, I think your audience is really going to love this. Thanks very much, Eric.
Thank you.
Eric Johnson is the director of Suzette Who Set to Sea, the latest production of the Honolulu Theater for Youth. It opens Friday, runs until February 7th at Tenney Theater on the grounds of the Cathedral of St. Andrew in Honolulu. And you can get details on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.